Oh.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Montana Board of Horse Racing meeting for this morning. I want to welcome everybody. I guess, you know, before we start into the curriculum, I would like to ask the newest board members if they would please introduce themselves and give us a little background and what your situation is with horse racing. And Carrie, can we start with you?
Sure. So hi, my name is Carrie Pride. I'm actually a veterinarian. Grew up in Montana horse racing. My family's always had horse races, mostly quarter horses, but we currently don't run any horses in Montana because of the state of horse racing. We actually go to Prairie Meadows since there's been so few days. So.
Okay. Let's see who else we got here.
I do not see Cindy Williams as of yet, Chairman Hayes.
Okay.
I have a question for Bonnie, if you don't mind me interrupting, sir.
Go ahead, yeah.
Bonnie, how many individuals do we need on the board to have a quorum?
Gary, how many total board members do you have?
As I can see right now, we have Chairman Hayes, Carrie Pride, Corey Jones. That's all that's showing on my screen.
So that we have a call-in. Let me ask who the call-in is, and I'll be right back with you. Hold on just a second.
Okay, thank you. Hey, Ralph.
Is that Ralph?
So the person on the screen with the last of 623, can you identify yourself so we can rename you?
Thanks, Ralph. Bonnie, Ralph Young just called me. He, and for some reason his computer cannot get on as a participant, but he is on the call and he is listening.
Okay, he's the one who's calling in. So you need a total of four board members present.
Okay, so we have Ralph, Corey, Carrie, and Mr. Hayes. So we have four.
You have a quorum.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, Chairman Hayes, it's all yours.
Okay, gosh, I was hoping we'd get everybody on here so we could discuss all this stuff. Looking at the agenda sent out by Gary, I guess we just completed our roll call. We've got four on the board that are here. Attached to the stuff that was sent out by Gary, we also saw some financial reports. And Gary, do you want to just touch on that for a second?
Yes, Chairman Hayes. I had the financial report was not part of the agenda, but I felt it was important for the board members to see where we're at financially. And we're still carrying slightly more than $1 million in our funds. But as you know, over 400,000 of it is earmarked for the race meets coming up, Miles City in slightly more than a month, Great Falls, you know, in July. So I just wanted you to be aware of that. Our advanced deposit wagering that's coming in is staying about par for the course of what it has been in the last couple of years, maybe down a little bit, but not enough to worry about at this point. And along that line, I am in the process of finalizing the application of a 10th advanced deposit wagering company, which hopefully will provide some more income to us. And I just want to let the board members know, if you have questions on these financials, At any time, give me a telephone call. I'll be glad to sit down and visit with you and answer any questions that you have. We just didn't put it on this agenda because we wanted to talk about the legislation and the two upcoming race meets. And that's all I have at this point, Chairman Hayes.
Thank you, sir. Well, dang it. I hate to crawl into this without everybody being on the call. Okay. But we're going to need to get into it. So let's start. As you probably all know, the lottery has basically divorced themselves from horse racing. The last session, we were able to put together a House Bill 704 at the very end of the session. We did that because a bill that was going to benefit us in sports wagering never got introduced. So we had less than 2 weeks in the session, and we put together House Bill 704, and it was rather quickly done. And pretty much what we were asking for was to have a millionaire raffle done just primarily for the Board of Horse Racing. And we knew that the lottery was making about $1 to $1.2 million net on one of those millionaire raffles. And in trying to draft the bill in such short notice, the state requested, or maybe required a better word, that we split it with them. And so we asked for 50% of the net in our bill, and it passed. So Tom Tucker and I thought we were going to go over to the lottery and work out how that was going to happen after that session. And we had a brand new director for lottery sitting at the table, and that we probably all know, and that was Director Scott Sales. And that might have been the first meeting that Scott had had with anybody as director. And we sat down, and first thing we worked on that day was the Intralot, the company that ran the fantasy sports for the lottery, had reported to the lottery that they were losing about $100,000 a year running fantasy sports. There was so much money being spent on gathering statistics to run fantasy sports that it wasn't working out for them, and the games weren't very popular, and it really didn't do much. But the Board of Horse Racing was getting anywhere from $40,000 to $60,000 a year out of it, so we didn't pay too much attention to that. And but Intralot asked to be excused from doing that anymore. And of course, Mr. Tucker and I are sitting there saying, well, yeah, we got the millionaire raffle coming. We could do something that would offset that. So yeah, we agreed to get rid of fantasy sports and lottery, get rid of fantasy sports. And but fully intended that we were going to be recipients of the millionaire raffle. And of course, at that point, that's when the folks at Lottery told us that they were concerned that we would cannibalize their current program, and that they weren't going to take that chance. And in fact, that there was no way they were going to go forward with that and take that chance. And you got to understand that took about an hour and a half. And Mr. Tucker and I went out of there extremely unhappy about what was going down. And since then, of course, you've watched Lottery be very successful with their millionaire raffle. And then they added another couple hundred thousand tickets to it and gave away another million. And they sold that out less than 2 days. 2 days. And now they're looking at adding a third prize of another million. So obviously, holding another millionaire raffle wouldn't have been any kind of an issue for the lottery. But nevertheless, they're still saying that they're not going to do it, absolutely refuse to. And we kind of left the gap so that they could do that, because we basically told Lottery that we would not do anything to jeopardize their current program. And so no matter what we say or no matter what proves out, they just keep saying that it could jeopardize the program, and they refuse to do it. And nobody in the state seems to want to do anything about that. So with that, we were kind of wondering where we're going to go for some money. And that's still up in the air. But then here comes Mr. Lynch with a bill, Senate Bill 535, to get divorced, lottery get divorced from horse racing completely. And the section of the code that Mr. Lynch was carrying the bill for just took us out of the conversation. And then at the very end of the bill, wrote in a repeal of 23-7-314, which was exactly what House Bill 704 was all about. That was the Montana Millionaire Raffle. So, and they wanted to make that effective immediately, but then the final draft of the bill is that it's effective June 30th, 2024. So that's kind of where we stand with that bill. But after hearing that bill yesterday, our executive director and myself were there to testify against the bill. But it was presented in such an interesting way that even the director of sales said that what we need to do is, if we're going to continue horse racing, that we just make a direct allocation from the general fund and put it into horse racing as an investment. And that's pretty much where we had gone with the conversation ourselves. And so Mr. Lynch, immediately after the hearing, grabbed Gary and I out in the hallway and said, we could try to find a bill to put this allocation on immediately. And he was going to get with Senator Bogdan and see if we could come up with a bill that we could make an attachment to try to finance horse racing in Montana. And I have a call into Mr. Lynch this morning, and he's already wrapped up in hearings all morning, so I'm not expecting to hear from him till after lunch if there's any progress in that. But that's kind of where we sit right now, and I would sure be glad to hear any questions or comments or what's your pleasure? Mr. Jones.
Hello, Chairman Hayes, how are you this morning?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me okay?
I can.
I guess what I just wanted to say is yesterday I did watch the hearing. Of course, I'm disappointed like everyone else is about the bill. But as I told Gary yesterday, I am encouraged by Senator Lynch and his interest in at least supporting us and seeing if we can get something done. So I guess I don't know what the avenues are to do that. If we just keep in touch with him or if we come up with the ideas at least we've got something to look forward to, I guess. I guess we just need to be able to tell him what we need as far as I can see. So I guess I just wanted to say that I was somewhat encouraged watching the hearing yesterday.
Yeah, I would agree, Corey. I was prepared for that hearing to go in any direction. I thought it might be even more adversarial, and I guess I was kind of preparing myself for that, and was kind of surprised when Director Sales took the avenue that he did, he left it. He opened the door pretty wide for us to go forward. And I guess I appreciated that. I guess maybe one more little thing I should throw in here is that I've been in touch with the Lieutenant Governor as this whole process has been going on during this session. And after that hearing, I went downstairs and talked to her for a moment and told her what had come out of that hearing. And she had told me before that we need to seek another avenue of financing, because basically the state was going to back lottery on their desire of not doing anything with horse racing. And so with that, I was, real thankful that opportunity came up and that direction came up. Senator Lynch, I should also tell you that even before the hearing, he and I had spoken several times, and he was basically carrying this bill, for the lottery commission. This is not his interest or his area. He was just doing a favor, and made it very clear that he was very willing to help us in any way that he could. And he's proven that out by trying to move this thing forward. So that's kind of where we are.
Chairman Hayes, this is Gary.
Yes.
Is there anybody else that has any input, questions? Any of the other board members? Janice, Carrie, I know that Janice, you've talked to me several times. We'd sure like to hear from you if you do.
Janice has got her hand up. Oh, here comes Cindy Johnson. Okay. Janice got her hand up.
Okay. Cindy is your other new board member, Chairman Hayes.
Yes.
Hey, good morning, everybody. A couple of quick questions. I have been on the phone quite a bit with Gary, and not knowing where any of us stand to go forward with this. Obviously, it's going to be a uphill battle. I just have a couple of questions at this point. I know Gary and Chairman Hayes, you have spoke with my friend at legislation that's a lobbyist, John Sinrood. Is there a point where, we can engage somebody like that that's on that forefront all the time to help us going forward? I also know, Gary, you may remember him, maybe Cindy, Mark Blaisdell, who was, I believe, president of the Senate last year, now works directly with the governor in his office. And he's a huge advocate of horse racing, always had the Country Fair Kitchen here in Kalispell for years, was very disappointed when it went down. I feel like these are maybe some of the people that are behind the scenes that could help us. How do we move forward and possibly reach out to these people to back us in anything that we find going forward? If those numbers are needed, people in numbers and strength and knowledge.
Janice, I guess I would try to answer to that. I hope we're reaching out to every single avenue that we can, but I was trying to keep it coordinated and everybody talking the same story. That
right.
That gets a little tough and a bit of a challenge, but I think I did meet with Mr. Sinrood and had a great couple hours with him and explaining what I understood about this whole process as it stands right now. And he did offer to put a couple of bills together he thought that might work, but didn't get into the detail of it. And he did quote me a price for doing that work. So I guess I assumed that he was interested in being hired on as a lobbyist. And well, maybe that's something we should discuss this morning, but he asked for $7,500 for each legislative bill that he might try to promote. So that's on the table, I guess. Mr. Blaisdell, I haven't had any conversation with him, but there's a lot of talented people out there in the field that know an awful lot about how to get this done. And we're trying to utilize everybody that we can. So
perfect. That was my question. That's great. My other thought, and maybe even some of the horsemen out there from years past, moving forward with Department of Commerce, looking for other avenues of revenue for us that possibly, you know, they remember some old programs that we can revisit. They may still be options. I know I wasn't on this side of it years ago, but somebody, you know, may have, or you or Gary may have some old stuff we can revisit as an option where we left them years ago to maybe come back on board. So those were just my thoughts.
Chairman Hayes, both Carrie and Jody Smith have their hands up.
Okay.
And this is Carrie, Chairman Hayes, and the board. I guess I just was, that was my go-to thought, just what Janice brought up as well, is that I think we need to hire a lobbyist to help with this. I think that would be a very good path forward. The other thing I know, just because of other work in another life, when we're talking about some of this work, it's nice to have the message come from other people as well. So that's, I know they're trying to organize a horseman's group. I don't know if there's other groups that can be engaged that carry the same message on the importance of horse racing when we are having a legislative session, when there comes time to testify, you know, for bills, et cetera. But sometimes it's nice to have other groups that can help carry that same message. And so it's not just the Board of Horse Racing. So those are just some thoughts that I have, but I really do agree with Janice on the need for a lobbyist to help with some of this, just because they do, that's their job, right? They do know those inner workings better than any of us sure do.
Thank you, Carrie. Jody? Bonnie, can you let Jody in, or?
She's just, oh, did you get there? She is.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I was rattling on. I thought I was already unmuted. I was talking to myself, apparently. I yesterday was actually on the exact same page as, running through my head about how do we do this? And I don't have a clue. And finally, I came to that exact same conclusion. I thought I wondered about if we could hire somebody that knows how to navigate these things, because obviously this is not any of our job or our expertise. And I love that idea. I think that's something that we should look into. Anyway, I just wanted to throw that in there and voice my support, and that was exactly where my thought was going to.
Okay. Cindy, can you get in?
Yes, hello. I was wondering, even in the Miles City area, I believe has a great source of someone to contact. Gary Matthews, who is an avid horse racer fan since the early 70s, lives in Miles City, and he was on the House of Representatives. And I was, if everybody would agree, going to contact him and kind of ask him what the ins and out of the legislation is, and if he would be happy to kind of give us some direction. So that's all I was just going to say. I do know another source too, Gary Matthews, that lives in Miles City himself. I know he would be more than happy to help us as well. And I don't think he'd even charge us anything. I know he can't lobby for us or anything like that, but he might be able to give us some pointers. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Cindy. By the way, we tried to have introductions of our new members when we first started. Would you please be so kind as to introduce yourself and tell us where you're from, and of course, what your interest is in horse racing.
Absolutely. And I'm sorry for being late. I was in a meeting with my supervisor, actually. My name is Cindy Williams Johnson. I've been involved with horse racing since the early 60s. My first job at the racetrack was as a hot walker when I was 8 years old in Fort Benton. I've done it all, training. Currently, I'm an owner, breeder, Montana bred. I currently work for the Veterans Benefits Administration as a raider. And I just wanted to get involved with the Montana Board of Horse Racing because it's in my blood. And I want to help improve or do whatever necessary to support horse racing in Montana.
Super. Thank you. Who else did we miss here? We got Kerry.
Chairman, yeah. I have a question.
Okay.
This question is either for Bonnie or Amy or legal counsel. The members are talking about possibly hiring a lobbyist. And I would think there's some restrictions being a state entity on how we go about doing that. And can you give me some guidelines, some direction, or the board some direction, please?
Gary, Amy had to hop off onto another hearing, so I'll get her back on and she can discuss that with you. But there is some restrictions and we need to talk with, we probably need to talk with Craig Woods, the finance guy, to make sure that we're all doing everything correctly. So
that's what I thought. And along that line, I know that there was nothing budgeted for this legislative session and for a lobbyist.
Correct.
And so I know there's some hoops to jump through if it could even be done. And I don't know that it can be done, but we can definitely have that discussion. And that's why I wanted to get it on the table.
Yeah, we can have Amy, we can have Amy research that for you and we'll get, you know, she can send it out, Gary, to you, and then you can disseminate it to the committee.
Okay. Thank you very much, Bonnie.
You're welcome.
Okay, so, Chairman Hayes, that's all.
Thank you. Thank you. We can't jump forward, but can we discuss this just a bit more? I mean, if there's a strong interest in hiring a lobbyist, can we talk about that now? And if there is a possibility that we can do it, that we could kind of have this prearranged by this board already, or do you think it's a moot point, Gary?
Well, I think you can discuss it. I would hesitate to make any final decision until Amy can give us some legal guidance. We want to make sure if we can do this, that we do it right, Mr. Hayes. That's my only concern. So I think it's if the board wants to discuss it some more, I think that's fine. I just think that there's no solid decision can be made until we get the input that we need.
Okay. I guess with that, though, seems to be some pretty strong feeling about trying to hire some professional help. And there's a couple of balls up in the air there. We're waiting to see if Senator Lynch has got something for us. And then we do have a place to go that if we're going to hire some help. And if we can't hire help through the board, I'm wondering if some other group could. You know, Kerry?
Well, I think that's also, to me, a big part of the picture is hopefully, I know they're working to try to get the horseman's group back up and rolling. I mean, there are some of the other groups that are outside, right, of state government or state appointed boards that would be helpful. But right. I also think that's a huge part of this, is it can't just be the board bringing this message. We need other organizations bringing it, like the Horseman's Board. Maybe it is, you know, Fair Board, or wherever we can get other groups that really care about horse racing in the state, whether it be, maybe it's the tribes, different groups, to have a unified message on how, and having, you know, and have talking points like there should be. So there's a very, you know, we've kind of stayed a script and have this unified message moving forward. Because I think if they just hear from the board, that is not as powerful. I'm not saying that if, you know, if it all works out and we can have a lobbyist and we can do this, it's not going to have some impact. But I think you have a greater impact when you have other organizations impacted by horse racing carrying the same message. And so, you know, that's just some food for thought for everybody, and having it organized where you do, like I say, have talking points, and we do have pieces, so that message is very unified across.
Okay. Gary?
Chairman Hayes, Ralph Young just called me. You know, he can listen, but he can't speak. The board, evidently several years ago before I was involved with it, did check into hiring a lobbyist. And according to Ralph, they could not do that. Okay. He is in support of the idea, but he thinks that the better way to go is what Carrie just touched on, which was having private groups, maybe the horse racing group out of Billings, the tracks, take on the lobbyists and come forward as a unified industry front.
Okay. Cindy.
I was just going to go on the back of what Carrie said. I do know previously, before I was appointed to the board, there is a group trying to get the HPPA going again also, which I am assuming they will help us as much as they can too, which would be a great asset to horse racing. That's all.
Thank you. Carrie?
Yeah, and I would say even looking beyond, right, try to look at the Montana Quarter Horse Association, thoroughbred, you know, paint horses, all of those pieces, you know, kind of look broad. You might even, when you think about the impact of funding for the businesses, right, when you think about the fair meet in Great Falls, you might even be able to get, maybe you can even get the Chamber of Commerce with Great Falls or Miles City to also bring some stuff forward. So I think even thinking a little bit broader beyond just the horseman piece of it, we need all that and the people who actually are doing the race meets, but I even think even a little bit broader, if we can actually show some of the economics of it, would be helpful as well.
Okay. Corey.
I have to agree with Terry there. And I'm sure there are plenty of people. I agree with the, I'm sure the Chamber of Commerce here would be in support, Buck and Horse Sale. I think there's plenty of entities around the wood that are not even part of horse racing that would help to carry the message. I think us as the board has got to figure out rather quickly what the message is, what are we asking for, and you know, some more details like that. So I think that's right. There's plenty of people that we can rely on to support us. I'm just concerned we're getting late enough that we have to have someone, we have to have the correct message, I guess. That's all I have.
I sure agree with you. There's the chambers, I mean, yeah, the list is pretty long that would support us. You know, Scotty Powell's got a pretty good handle on a bunch of people too, with his Facebook page. So Janice, okay, are you still muted? Come on.
Can you hear me now?
There.
Sorry about that. Usually I don't have a problem not being heard, right, Gary? Hey, I know that, Gary, how you mentioned moving forward that this isn't, you know, something we can decide on today as a board. But I guess the takeaway here is, as a board, we need to guide everybody going forward. And the decision that needs to be made is that we decide as an entity to get everybody on board and find a direction to move forward, whether it be somebody, you know, with the knowledge of the lobbying side of everything to get something moving as fast as possible, which would include due diligence and investigation of our part. If we can truly be involved with the lobbyists or make sure we connect the right groups that can use them and have somebody that's on our side as soon as possible.
Thank you. Scotty. Oh, yep. Scott, you're up, bud.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I just was listening to everything said. I think it's a great direction. And all I wanted to do was offer our group in any way you need. The only question I got is if we were to hire people to help us in Helena, funding could be a part of an issue. Is this something that the board could help a group with or no?
Yeah, that question was crossing my mind at the same time, Scotty. I was wondering how we're going to pay for, reimburse, like Great Falls Turf Club, could they hire him? They would certainly need some help on that. Mile City, same story, probably. So,
Chairman Hayes?
Yes, sir.
I've had some conversations behind the scenes here while this is going on, checking into, you know, whether or not we as a board can do it. There's still some questions there. So if the board did do something, they would have to definitely make a decision conditional upon whether or not we can actually legally do it. And again, the funding part of it, if the board is paying for it, and I do not know this answer, but this just comes up to me. If the board is reimbursing other entities to do the lobbying, I would think that somebody would say, well, the board is just hiring the lobbyist anyway. And if we can't hire the lobbyist ourselves, but we're paying for it through somebody else, they'd say we're still hiring it. So any decision, I agree with what everybody's saying. I want you to know that right up front. I think it needs to come from the industry. I just think as any decision that the board makes pertaining to this, please make it conditional until we can answer the question about what we as a board can legally do within state law. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I just got, you know, I mean, we could also try things as fundraisers or something like that if we had to. I mean, I just wanted to let you guys know that my group we're in for whatever you need. Just let us know. And thanks for your time, guys.
Okay.
Chairman Hayes, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Ralph.
Oh, my gosh. They unmuted me. I can talk. Now you guys are in trouble. No. Several years ago, we did try to go the lobbyist direction. They would not let us at that time. Now, maybe something's changed. I don't know that. But also, I agree with Gary as far as the funding would coming through another entity still from us. They are not going to like that. Now then, if Scotty's group goes out and asks for a fundraiser and somehow, you know, they build the funds or the Montana or Great Falls Turf Club, Miles City does it, all put together some support for lobbyists. Absolutely, that would work. But I think our hands are going to be pretty tied as far as a board pursuing a lobbyist. Now, that's unless things have changed, Chairman Hayes, but I am not sure. But this is, oh gosh, this was 10 years ago. So don't know.
I don't think anything's changed in that world, Ralph. But thanks for your comments. Yep. Let's see. Scott, you got your hand back up again? Are you?
Well, if I did, I'm sorry. I must have hit it with something.
Put your hand down.
Not intentional. Okay.
Kristen.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for having me on here. I just wanted to also offer, my name's Kristen and I'm in Miles City, and myself and a group of other horsemen are in the process of being the HBPA, are willing to help in any way possible as well.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that very much.
Agree as well with everyone in the suggestion of a lobbyist as well.
Okay. Carrie.
And I think the other big thing that needs to get worked on is really some talking points, right? We need to have that unified message. So that's going to be the next big piece of this, I think, is
correct.
Looking at all of that.
I hear you.
Chairman,
we need to, we'll have to have some real good talking points so people know what our collective thoughts are and what we're trying to get done.
Chairman Hayes, this is Ralph.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. This is Ralph. I guess one of the things we do need to decide is if it's the possibility, if someone can do the lobbyist thing, what are we going to try to lobby for? What are we going to promote? What is the bill? Are we going to push forward? What's it going to look like? What are we asking for? I guess all of those things are something. I mean, every time we come up with something, we get shot out of out of the gun. But so we have to figure out for sure which direction or where we're going to go. And I don't, I'm at a loss, guys. I've tried for last how many years? I think we tried every avenue we could and we don't ever gain. So maybe there's something we're missing. I don't know.
I hear you loud and clear on that, Ralph, and that plan has got to be laid out very clearly. So when those legislators have an opportunity to raise their hand, yes or no, that they understand what they're saying or what they're voting for.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was what was difficult about that hearing yesterday is that getting shotgun questions, and what we needed was an hour to make a presentation. But that's going forward on this next step. That's what we're going to have to do. Janice? Oh.
Thank you, Chairman Hayes. Ralph, in retrospect, kind of to what you said, I've had quite a bit of conversation with John Sinrud, who I invited to jump on this meeting. And of course, he's in a hearing in Helena. He's on the Landlord Association, and he's very time consumed with everything in Helena and loves where we're going, has spent a lot of time trying to research and understand what our board does and what horse racing and why we're passionate. And one of the things him and I spoke about was the fact that one of the reasons he's heard by talking to people that we don't have the support and lottery wants to get rid of us is, you know, we have money going forward, but only two meets. And what he was hearing from the other side was horse racing needs to get back in the game, per se, if we're going to be in the game, and have a long-term plan. And John actually had kind of laid one out that we talked about. And it's like he said, where do you guys, besides Miles City and Great Falls, have the ability to still race horses? One of them being Kalispell. I don't know if I want to get into that again, but I would certainly be, you know, open to guiding somebody that, you know, Kalispell still has a great track. They did take our shootout, but it's not for lack of the ability to still host a race meet if somebody were interested in that. I did take a drive, believe it or not, to Shelby. I took pictures. It appears that Shelby doesn't have a racetrack, and in reality, it's still all there. They took out the inside rail, but it could, you know, that's a pretty simple fix if different communities were involved and looking forward to more revenue in their communities. So possibly going forward, we need to present a plan to where our long-term goals are for horse racing and why they need to help us along the way. And we need to find other sources of revenue, and that will help us to have a long-term plan in place.
Gary.
I just want to address a little bit of what Janice said to follow up on it. We have had discussions with both Shelby and Kalispell in preliminary discussions. And that would be the two places that we would target to go forward if everything can be put together. But right now, as it sits, to use the formula that the board did this fall, to have a 4 or 5 day race meet in either one of those places, the board would be looking at somewhere between $100,000 and $150,000 up front to help subsidize it, and plus probably a little bit more than that, just to get to help them get up and going. Shelby, Inside Rail, Kalispell.
Oh, sorry, Gary, I said Shelby. I actually meant Hamilton. But
Hamilton has no Hamilton has no racetrack.
No.
Well,
Hamilton does not, but Shelby has a track, and Shelby is still interested. In fact, we have talked to some of the people here just the last few days about that. So there is a couple of places we can go. We just need more funding. And what I'm hearing here from everybody is that we want to go forward as a unified front. We just need to get some points together, bullet points together to make it work. Find out what the legalities are as far as the board and the support that the board can do financially in that aspect. But that does not stop the group out of Billings, Miles City, Great Falls from beginning to do some preliminary work as we get going. Because remember, everybody, this session is basically done 5 weeks from now. And the big thing that I heard yesterday, and I think Chairman Hayes would concur with me, is there is an opportunity out of the Department of Commerce. Maybe it's faint, but there's a flicker there. And maybe we need to pursue this as a unified front and then build on that for the future. But it's just something I wanted to get out so everybody understood kind of where we're at on our end of it. So thank you very much.
Just I guess to clarify that a little bit more too for you folks is that we have presented a plan in the past. Mr. Tucker made a detailed presentation to the Gaming Advisory Council a number of years ago, and that outline is still valid, actually, and talking about how we're going to go forward in the state of Montana. It's not just Miles City and Great Falls being successful or not, is that we've got competition for purses against our good neighbors down below in Wyoming. That what we're doing in Montana is not going to last. We can't draw the horses or the jockeys with the purses that we're offering. We can't get them here. And so it's not just the amount of money that we've got now is simply not going to be enough to sustain us going forward, even just for the two tracks. And to make this thing really work in Montana, we need a couple more tracks up here, and we need to be able to finance them. And so part of that presentation is that we need $1 million a year coming into our coffers to handle our purses of growth and to get a couple more tracks on the ground. And that's a pile of cash, and that needs to happen every year. And so that's the basic avenue that we're going. And how we do that, you know, is changing by the minute, isn't it? Janice.
A quick question, just kind of on the topic of the lobbying, and correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't our strongest group to possibly be able to have a lobbyist and get behind them if, I don't know where Kristen's at as far as getting the HBPA back on track in Montana, but reaching out to the national HBPA, don't they have lobbyists nationally and help each state as well?
I don't know.
I'll do some investigating. I feel that may be one of our best possibilities as far as the legalities of being able to hire lobbyists, et cetera. But, and obviously we have legal counsel on our board that can help as well, but I will see what I can find out through national HBPA.
Cindy.
I just wanted to go back. Gary had mentioned, because I was late, opportunities from the Department of Congress, Commerce. What opportunities were those, Gary? Or did I miss something? Or because I was late, just wondering.
Cindy, Gary? After yesterday's hearing, and Chairman Hayes can expand on this a little bit. There was a discussion that came up during the hearing from Director Sales of Lottery that maybe we should look at getting some funds from the Department of Commerce. And when that came up, it seemed to that there was some interest in the room. There was also, we had discussions with Senator Lynch and some other individuals after the hearing yesterday morning. We did reach out to Wagner in Miles City. I know I talked to Robert yesterday. Robert was trying to get a hold of him because he was in hearings as well. So we're waiting to hear back on that. But the idea was, is if we could get some money out of the Department of Commerce on a regular basis, instead of doing all these other things, Cindy, until we can get up and going. And you know, I don't know, I've told so many people, I don't know if you've heard this before, that Chairman Hayes is exactly right. The key to making this work is, of course, money, but the money will allow for more race meets, more race days. You can increase your purses. You can give, you know, the owners, trainers, an opportunity to sit in Montana for a longer amount of time. And as we all know, that the number of people that it benefits are amazing. You know, let me just tell you one thing real quick. Every horse that runs at a race meet basically employs over a dozen people. And when you stop and think about the owner, trainer, grooms, exercise jockeys, don't forget the race office, the entry clerks, the computer people doing the program, the people on the front side doing the cleanup, food, beverages. I mean, the list goes on and on. So it's quite large. And that's the key. You need more race meets. I mean, we're making huge strides over the last couple of years. I mean, Miles City is going to run for $5,000 bottoms. Great Falls is running for over $4,000 bottoms. That's a great increase in just a couple of years. But we need more. And that's the other thing. Then I want to just touch on the HBPA. Kristen has reached out to me. Of course, they're trying to get the HBPA up and going in Montana. They have been in contact with the national. They're going to come at the May meeting. We'll probably have a Zoom call meeting during the Miles City race meet we did last year, and I think we'll do it again this year, board meeting. And her idea, after she and I discussed it, so that she can get all of her ducks in a row, is to come forward in May for the board with a proposal to try to get the HBPA in Montana up and running again. So she's on the call. She can answer a little bit more, but there is some work going on in that sense. Right now we have a lot of things going on behind the scenes, trying to move forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Gary. Carrie?
And I just have one other thing I want to bring up. This is not going to help right now with the immediate need in the immediate next 5 weeks of the legislative session, but I think a big piece of this that needs to be considered, that was brought up by other members here on the call, is you're right. Like, what do we really want and how do we want to get there? So I think it's almost like taking a step and hiring a consultant, right, to help, you know, call it what you want, whether it's impact statement, strategic plan, kind of a combination of the both, to say, okay, how are we going to get, we know we want to have more race days in Montana. We know we need X amount of money in order to get there, but we need to really sit down and come up with this plan. And there's going to be other examples out there. We can look at what other states have done, right, with their different funding sources, how they've approached their legislative sessions. And this is where that consultant piece comes in to help bring those pieces together. Because if we get something like that laid out, then it's like, great, we can plug a lobbyist in here to help with this piece. This is where we're going to need help from these organizations. This is where this is going to be, and it'll actually lay out a better kind of path and plan forward. But it will require setting aside, I think, some funding for somebody who that is what they do, is to help us develop something like that, in order to be able to have those pieces and know where we can plug in and be the most effective and have this unified front, because it's going to be like laying out a plan for the next year, next two, next five. And what are those steps? And knowing that it has to be a fluid living document, because things change depending on what happens with the legislature, et cetera. But I think that would be a very wise investment as well for the board. But like I say, that's not going to help with the immediate needs here the next 5 weeks, but it would put us in a pretty good position for the next legislative session.
Thank you, Kerry. Robert, did you have any information for us?
Hey, this is Robert. I did talk to Kenny yesterday briefly. He was very busy, and I said, well, just give me a call whenever you got a second and we can discuss it. When I talked to Gary yesterday, I said I'd rather set the meeting up with Kenny, with you and Gary. And Kenny was fine with that. He just, yesterday was a little busy.
Okay. Well, thank you. Yeah, it was, gosh, we've covered quite a little bit here today. Appreciate everybody's comments on this. You know that it's not that we haven't had these same conversations in the past, and we've done a lot of this work. It wouldn't take an awful lot to update the things that we know and what we want to do to go forward. You know, I looked at Kenny Bogner's bill that he's got a fantasy sports gambling bill in, and I don't know if that's what Mr. Lynch was thinking about trying to attach us to. I don't know. Everything just moving so dang fast over there, and trying to get somebody to stop for 10 minutes is almost a miracle. No, we're kind of on hold on a couple of things. And I think I did mention that I went down and talked to the Lieutenant Governor after our hearing. And of course, from the get-go, she's been saying that we should be seeking money in commerce, and which we've been trying to. Of course, that's where lottery is, but she said any place but lottery, basically. They're backing lottery's decision that they don't want to be involved with horse racing. So we're on our own there and trying to seek another source of revenue. But this is a good time to be asking. There's money in the bank for commerce. And, you know, just in Great Falls, you guys, when I'm on the tourism board here in Great Falls as well, and we do measure what happens when somebody like Turco brings in a day of racing, that our community, our surrounding community, reaps about $1 million a day in revenue from every day of horse racing. So the Board of Horse Racing is investing $30,000 a day into Great Falls, and developing $1 million return. That's a good sales pitch. So, Gary?
Yes, just so we can, I think we can kind of move on, Chairman Hayes. I've got a couple of quick suggestions. I think it would be good if Scotty and his group could get together, discuss if they want to, you know, come forward with some kind of a unified front, possibly do a lobbyist, how they would fund it. The turf club could have the same conversation. I will find out the legalities of how much the board as a state entity can be involved in that as far as funding and those things go, just so we can kind of keep everything going. And then we kind of need to have those groups and find out a few answers, Chairman Hayes, before we can, you know, go too far, in my opinion.
Okay, and getting this information back, you know, just for a flow of information to the board, we got to get this back to you, Gary, and then filter back out to the board so everybody knows what's going at the same time.
I will get it out as fast as I get it. And
yes, sir.
And as I've told everybody, and I do get calls from some individuals, call me, talk to me, email me. I don't care how late it is at night. I'll get back to you. And we've got to have the communication going forward, everybody. And I really, truly believe, and it was touched on a lot here this morning, it's going to have to be a unified front. It's got to come forward, in my opinion, from the industry within. The board can definitely support it, and I'm guessing will support it unless there's something really weird. But the industry is the one that has the power. The people in all those committees, all those communities, excuse me, you know, and you have to remember, we have people from out of state that come and bring their horses here and run here. So that out of state money is coming and benefiting individuals in state. So in my opinion, the industry needs to be at the front of this. And then we can all work together to get where we want to be. Thank you.
Thank you, Gary. Scotty?
Yeah, really enjoyed what you just said, Gary. I think that's our key is, and of course, myself and the board, we've been communicating a lot. But I had one question about the Chamber of Commerce. Isn't there like a tourism fund out there that maybe we could get something on to educate the public a little bit and advertise for, you know, the races, so it isn't coming out of Miles City's budget or Great Falls that they're trying to advertise for their races? Is there something there that we could help them two tracks with now to draw people through advertisement?
Short answer is yes. There is.
Yeah, there is.
Have we been going after that?
We have here in Great Falls, yes.
Okay.
Just to add on to that, Scott, we got $25,000 from them last year here in Miles City.
Oh, way cool. Okay. Well, that answered my question. Thank you.
Cindy Johnson.
Yes, I just want to, when we're talking about what put together a package or whatever and what to advertise, I think Gary brought up a good point. The main thing that we need to drive, I believe, at all our advertising is to let the public know how many out-of-state people are coming in, how many people we employed, where they're staying, where the horseman's buying the feed from, what farmers, whatnot, the hotels they're staying at, the restaurants they go to. I think that would be a huge number one priority. And if we ever start advertising or whatnot for horse racing, to bring those points up to surface, to let John Q. Public know that these people are supporting and paying taxes and all that here in Montana while they're here. That's, I was just wanting to put that in. Sorry.
All right. Jody, I think she beat you, Scotty.
I just wanted to ask, so back in part of the conversation, somebody mentioned that Tom Tucker had put together a plan. Maybe that would be a jumping off point if we could make, I don't know if we could get a copy of that and maybe get that out to where it would at least be something that was already in place to go from rather than reinventing the wheel. because, you know, I think Tom had a lot. We were talking about the same things at that time. So I don't know if that's something that we can get a copy of that for everybody, for the board and for everybody else.
Chairman Hayes?
Yes, sir.
I have talked to Tom about some of that stuff. I do have the majority of his files from when he was the executive secretary, but I will reach out to him again to see if there's something that I'm missing. Okay.
Chairman Hayes?
Yes, sir. Ralph?
Once upon a day, and not that terribly long ago, Tom did put together a pretty extensive EIA and presented it. I don't remember to which group, what meeting, what bill, but it was pretty detailed as far as the economic impact that the horse racing.
Yes.
So that is pretty much been done. It has been presented. Not that we need to quit presenting, but it definitely has been done and has been presented. And the next 2 cents I've got, I think the Commerce Department is maybe our lowest hanging fruit right now. Yeah. That direction. To try to go after. And if we can get a commitment from them for a length of period, I don't know, until we maybe can pursue something different as a source of revenue, I think maybe that'd be a direction we should maybe go.
Yep. Agree. Scotty?
Ralph just covered what I was kind of going out with them studies, because I knew that had already been done a while back. So,
yep.
Thank you.
Cindy.
Sorry, I didn't put my hand down. I'm done.
Okay.
My hand won't go down.
Scotty, now. Your hand's still up. Okay. Scotty, your hand is still up. Do you want to talk?
No, that's what I say. I can't get it to go back down. I don't know what's going on with it.
Oh,
so just ignore it.
Gotcha. All right.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks, Bart. Okay. Well, I guess trying to come to some sort of a conclusion here for our meeting today. We've got to put something together. We got to research a little bit on what we might do in regards to a lobbyist or hiring one, raising the money for it. Can we come to a conclusion of this meeting and start putting some pieces together and sending that to one source right now, or how do you see us moving forward from this minute?
I can throw a little bit out, and then everybody can correct me. If Scotty goes back to his group,
yep.
Robert goes back to his group, you go back to Great Falls, talk to the Turf Club, Kristen talks to the HBPA. If everybody does that, and Janice, you can talk to John and Mark and those people, and anybody else that's got somebody they want to talk to. If you will get that information to me, I will get it out to the board members and to everybody else to the best of my ability. And that way we've kind of got a focal point, and then we can disseminate the information we can call another meeting. Of course, we do have to meet state guidelines, number of days of notice, those sorts of things. But we'll do the best to hold one of those. Bonnie's very good to working with me on those. So, but if everybody just uses me as a focal point, I'll gather it to the best of my ability and get it back out to everybody else.
Robert?
I was having some technical difficulties earlier. Chairman Hayes, what was the monetary amount you were talking about with the lobbyist?
Let's see.
7,500 was the statement.
Per bill?
Yes.
Per bill.
Per bill.
And this might be a question for Gary or I guess John. We have a Buck and Horse meeting tomorrow. I am more than happy to bring that to the attention of our board. That we would throw some money at a lobbyist. Is there enough of a disconnect between the Buck and Horse Sale Board and the Board of Horse Racing that that doesn't somewhat give that same conflict that Gary was talking about earlier?
I think there's a definite disconnect. I mean, you file, you do your own filing, you do your own returns. You are a standalone entity. Great Falls Turf Club, the same way.
Yeah, okay. I agree with Chairman Hayes. The yes, connect would be if the Board of Horse Racing was to give you money to pay for that lobbyist. Then now we're connected, and that's
right.
I'm positive that's a no-no.
Okay. But yeah, I'm more than happy to bring that amount to our board, and to be quite honest with you, I don't think that amount is a problem for us.
Boy, well, that would sure shorten the conversation, Robert.
Yep.
Fantastic. Thank you for that. So,
Chairman yes, Hayes, this is Rob, and I'm going to throw out one little teeny thing, and then we. This needs to be discussed a lot further at a future meeting. But one of the things that we have not discussed at all is the HISA, which is affecting, is it did pass, it's approved for all the rest of the tracks in the United States. However, Montana does not do simulcast, so we're still exempt. Now that someday they will come after Montana, but it's going to be a while. And maybe in the interim, that's a positive for Montana horse racing. Don't know the whole detail of what all is going to happen, but that is one of the things that we are going to have to be very aware of what's going on out there. And it did pass. They've got it all approved now. So HISA is intact and going as far as the medication rules and the track conditions, jockeys. There's huge lists of everything they're going to demand. But like I say, Montana is exempt for right now, and it's only in the thoroughbred world today. They will come after the quarter horse world shortly, but yeah. There's going to be a grace period here for a while.
Thank you, Ralph. Yeah, that kind of slipped off my desk here. I was just reading that again this morning. So yeah, we're going to face that someday. That's for sure. And in effect, we're already being subjected to the medical side of it anyway.
Correct.
So, all right. So, thank you. well, back to our plan then. Robert's going to check with his gang to see what they can do to help us out, at least tentatively, and let's start putting our plan together. I can get pretty much the written plan that we've had in the past off to Gary, and Gary can get that out to everybody. And then we start putting this thing together. This has to happen right now, basically right now. We need to be able to show this to somebody in the next couple of days. So no dallying. If there's no other comment or dialogue on that right now, I do need to ask for if there's any public comment from anyone on this call. If there's any public comment, just raise your hand. Is there any public comment? Is there any public comment? Seeing none, Gary, did you set a future day for our next one? Is that in May, or are you going to let us know on that?
My original plan, Chairman Hayes, was to call a meeting during the Miles City Bucking Horse Sale meet. But if we're going to do something on this that we're discussing this morning, there will have to be a meeting called quicker than that. And so I suggest that let's see how long it takes everybody to get their information back to us. I will get together with Bonnie and find a time that we can set a meeting to discuss the information that comes back. Because you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think May 5th is the date that the current legislative session ends. And that is the same week that Miles City starts running. So we need to have our ducks in a row before that.
Oh. Okay, I understand what you're saying. Okay, well, assuming that we're moving forward quickly, feel like you could set up a meeting for no later than Monday.
I don't think you can do
go
it
that fast. Okay.
Quite that quick. Today's Wednesday. We have to. Bonnie's on the call. She keeps me on the straight and narrow for the time. I'm guessing we can do it a week from now, but we. I don't think we can do it by Monday.
Okay.
No, we cannot do a meeting by Monday. We could do it by this time next week, so we have enough time to notice and publish an agenda.
I'm sorry, Gary.
I'm just saying the soonest would be next Wednesday. But, you know, that depends upon how fast Robert can get back to me and Scotty can get back to me. And if you're going to talk to the Turf Club, Chairman Hayes, how fast they can get back. Because we want to have information to disseminate to everybody when we have that meeting.
Okay, so the rules of the group, you know, is that we can never have a quorum together because without public notice. That doesn't mean any three of us couldn't be on the phone together. And if we're all going through you, Gary, then we can keep up a pretty good dialogue and communication connection between us.
I expect to have a lot of dialogue with everybody.
Yep.
Over the next few days that is on this call.
All right. Well, my thoughts and my plan are that getting in contact with Senator Lynch and finding out what he's done or what he wants to go with this and what he needs to have in his hands. That would be first, and I'll get that back to you as quickly as possible and get that out to everyone.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. I'm thinking, no one else has any comment from the board. That we should.
I have one, Chairman Hayes.
Go ahead.
This is Janice. Excuse me. I'm trying to communicate here. I'd like to know, Robert, first of all, if I can connect you possibly with John Sinrood. He's in a committee hearing right now, but he said he would love to have some dialogue and conversation with you guys going forward. I would like him to speak directly with some of you. He would like to know who the majority of our opponents are and people he should reach out to, which I know he's in great contact with Mark Blaisdell, but some of you guys, especially around Miles City, may have some better information for him even than I do, possibly Robert. So if you guys can send me some contact info direct that I can share with John, would be great.
Okay. Sounds good. So, anyone else?
Chairman Hayes, can we do just a couple quick reports on Miles City and Great Falls?
Sure. Robert?
Yeah, Chairman Hayes, this is Robert. We are still winter here. the winter that's never going away. Actually, the sun's shining today, so everything's looking okay here. I got 130 horses on my stall application list without looking at anything that's been mailed in. So I'm feeling a little better about our horse numbers at the moment. I have a feeling we'll be right about where we were last year at the opening weekend. I'm not 100% sure. The conversations I've had with some people is there's people coming. So I guess until they get here, you know, you never know. But I'm cautiously optimistic that we'll be able to pull this off again this year. We did get our new drag is actually en route today, so that should be here hopefully Friday. I talked with Jordan, the guy that we hired last year to do our rock picking, for the people that are new, I guess, we did hire a guy out of Custer last year, and he has a Charrington rock picker, charged us $8,000 to pick our track, but it was a lot quicker than he thought, so we paid him the full amount, and he said he'd come back for free this year and do it for us again. I mean, our plan at this point in time is just to hire him every year because we're going to fight it all the time anyway. So I had nothing but great compliments about our track last year after we did hire Jordan. We'll just keep working on it. We're kind of kicking around. Everyone I've talked to in the industry, I've asked them if anybody knows of any rail laying around, and then all these tracks are closing because we'd like to update some stuff here if we could, but that's kind of on the back burner at the moment. But as far as right now, we should be good to go. I'm just always get nervous about right now. I do have a lot of horsemen calling me daily, asking when they can come in, and just a matter of this stupid snow. but other than that,
thanks, Robert.
I think we're going good, but if anybody has any questions, go ahead and shoot.
Sure. Ralph, did you?
No, I did not. It's great news. I'm excited. I'm ready. Hopefully, Robert, things work out well for you. So we're doing some begging some Mother Nature so she helps us. But other than that, we're excited.
Okay.
Hey, Robert, real quick. Sorry, my ham thing ain't working. Do we have conditions for you? I've had several people asking about conditions for Miles City. Are they out yet?
We've got our feature races out on the website, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Gary and Josie, I don't think they're up on Equibase quite yet, but they will be, I'm assuming.
I can answer that for you, Scotty. I'm actually, Josie and I reviewed them the other day. There was some minor changes that I didn't approve. So I'm actually meeting with Josie this week, and the good Lord willing, they will be out in the next couple of days.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, I've just had a lot of people bombing me asking about if I knew if conditions were out yet or not. So yeah. I just thought that this was the opportunity to ask.
I will tell you that some of the things that we're looking at is because of the weather being as bad as it's been all spring, starting with some shorter thoroughbred races, which will still give the show, give the opportunity for the public to bet and enjoy the races, but won't be so hard on the equine athletes. So we're looking at some other options, Scotty. And along that line, Great Falls conditions are approved and are already out. I know that those are done. And one other thing on for Robert, I just that new Harrow that they bought is a state of the art Harrow, and I think the board should be very proud of themselves because the money that you gave to Miles City and Great Falls last year in November at your board meeting, Miles City used that those funds to help buy that Herald in conjunction with the Bucking Horse Committee. So like we're talking about a unified front, but those funds went directly to the purchase of that Herald, and that's a very positive thing.
Hey, Gary, not to interrupt that. Yeah, that was awesome. Could you shoot me some copies of conditions for Great Falls that you have approved so I could get them out there to people? I think the sooner the better.
I will, Scotty. I'll touch base with Josie. I think she put them on Equibase, but I'll touch base with her later today, okay?
Okay, thank you, sir.
You are welcome.
All right. As far as Great Falls, our local president is over in Washington today seeing his grandkids, so he's not available for the call, but kind of keeping track of what's going on in Great Falls. We actually are meeting with the county this Friday, I believe, to solidify our contract with them. That's always interesting, and to see how that's going to work. Last year was not a real good year financially for the Great Falls Turf Club, and we have to be careful we don't repeat something like that again. And so we're not sure just exactly what's going on here in Great Falls, but our crowds were down. That was really different. It was very, very, very hot, and not sure that didn't have quite a bit to do with it. Not sure. We were struggling last year on the finances and being real careful that doesn't happen again.
John, if I could interject, this is Cindy Johnson. Sure. And I do know, a little birdie told me, that here in Boulder, one of the bar owners is putting together a van, and they're going to advertise to get people from Butte and Boulder to take the van over and possibly get a motel room overnight and the whole nine yards to go to Great Falls so they don't have to drive back and forth. And I was going to get a hold of the Turf Club later on to see if they would be willing to maybe give them free programs and whatnot, but we can go into that. But I think that's a positive thing for Great Falls. I'm kind of excited about that.
That's great. Yeah, post me on that. That's good news.
I will.
All right. Is anyone else?
I want to do a conclusion, if I could, with your officials and stuff, Chairman Hayes.
Say it again, Scott, or Gary.
I just want to do a conclusion as far as your officials and some changes for this upcoming season. I'll make it very quick. I know we've been on here for a long time. First of all, your longtime presiding state steward, Raleigh Swinsrud, has retired. We knew a year ago he was thinking about it, and for health reasons, he has. I've moved Tim Dowdy up to the presiding steward. Tim has actually been in training for this over the last couple of years because we were expecting it. So Tim will do both Miles City and Great Falls. Chester's Munson is coming back again. And we've offered the third steward position to Denny Wirtz, who many of you probably know. Denny was a rider for a long time. He did work as a steward at some of the smaller tracks, and he got out of the industry for a while. Now he's back in. He did do steward training in California last fall, so we offered him the position. Roger's coming back. Everything else is pretty much in place. The other thing that I have done, and I talked to you about this last fall, is I'm starting an intern program. And we've reached out to a couple of people. to work both to shadow as a steward, security, and some more people to work in the race office and some other things, because I firmly believe that we need to start bringing in some more people that will work. I mean, your stewards folks are all getting up there in age, and we could lose them at any time for health reasons. So we need to have new people in training, and I'm very happy about it. We've got some qualified people that are really interested in it. So I think it's going to be a good thing. And the same way with the office help, the racing secretary assistants, the entry clerks, computer people, there's a lot that goes on in there, and it gets kind of intricate at times. So those are all positive things. And that's all I have, Mr. Hayes.
All right, Gary. Scotty, did your hand go up by accident again, or you really want to talk?
Not this time. This one, I was directing at Robert real quick. I could have called him, but since I got him here, TRPB is sending me new equipment. That won't affect what we do in the paddock, Gary, just so you know. It's just for the thoroughbred digital tattooing.
Uh-huh.
But whatever, if we get any up there, if you could do a list for me and let me know. I'll be there opening day, of course, but I'd like to, if I have to come up earlier so these horses can enter for you, be more than happy to do that so that we don't have that bad area like we've had in the past.
Okay, that's great. Thank you. Anyone else? Anyone else? Well, again, thank every one of you for being on this morning and taking the time, and we've got some very serious work to do in a very short period of time to try to accomplish it. I would look for a motion to adjourn this meeting at this point. Ralph?
I so move, Mr. Hayes.
Thank you, sir. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Corey. And it's been moved to second to adjourn. It doesn't need a affirmation or even a discussion. This meeting is adjourned. And again, thank you very much.
Thank you,
Bonnie. You.